So you don't think Dr. Martin Luther King would have approved of Lockheed Martin stealth fighters?
Clearly not. That was part of his final message to us, that we should beware all of this military-industrial buildup, and that peace was way more important than making money out of war.
But what about jobs? I mean, how are we supposed to get jobs if we're not building stealth fighters or warships?
I think that you all by now are well aware that there are plenty of jobs to be had in building green energy and health care for people and proper education for all the kids that are getting it. There are many, many good and profitable ways to create jobs that don't involve killing people.
How's the reception been here this morning?
The usual. They look. They're not allowed to respond. A few passers-by have taken the brochures and expressed their agreement. But the military people, of course, are not going to be able to say, "Hey, we're with you." And so far, the only negative comment we had was from a passerby who yelled out his car window, "If you don't like it here, go live in North Korea." That helps.
Yeah.
It helps keep us more determined.
Mayor, is there anything you'd like to add this morning?
It's just so important to remember Dr. King's important message. His message for peace and nonviolence, you know, his dream of a world without war and weapons, and his reminder about militarism and his concern about military spending. He said in his most profound and precious speech in 1967 in Beyond Vietnam, he said a nation that continues to spend more on military than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death. And, you know, the Canadian government is planning on spending $29 billion on stealth fighters. It's just, you know, announced in the fall $35 billion on the National Shipbuilding Procurement Strategy, which is mostly on warships. And we need that money for, you know, caring for Canadians, caring for, you know, the planet. I mean, those are the real priorities of Canadians, you know, health, education, and the environment, and that's where the investment should be going. We're also facing a climate crisis. You know, we need to be upscaling renewable energy and taking action on climate change and, building up a green-collar job strategy for the country. And I really believe that Canadians would much rather have, you know, meaningful jobs in the green-collar economy than in militarism. Good morning, girls. Today is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Have a good day at school.
Where's the world gone since Martin Luther King? What have we seen happen to military spending? And what do you think he would say if he saw all this right now?
I think Dr. King would be heartbroken that we're spending in Canada, for instance, more on the military than we did on the military during the Second World War. The whole world, every single country is spending, you know, more on its military combined. You know, we're spending now $1.6 trillion on arms. You know, we've just had a horrendous war in Iraq and a horrendous war in Afghanistan. The war drums are beating now for a war in Iran, and Dr. King would be heartbroken. Heartbroken to see, you know, the growing inequality and the disparity between the rich and the poor on the planet, and all these governments wanting to, you know, buy stealth fighters and warships and, you know, new weapons like, you know, cluster bombs and white phosphorus. I mean, he would be heartbroken.
What keeps you coming out here year after year? It's very cold this morning and you're very brave to be here, so.
It's my 2-year-old granddaughter and my 3-month-old grandson. I'd like there to be a peaceful, clean, safe, healthy world for them to grow up in.